last year obviously was very difficult dealing with a high ankle sprain that you really never got over. How anxious are you for football to start? Just so I'm sorry,
I can't wait. I'm really focused this year. Not only thinking of what happened last year, but every year when you come in, all you want to do is try to do better than what you did last year. And I have a lot of catching up to do, so it's going to be a great year coming up.
Back home this offseason, you started your charity. Can you just explain what you did over there and what you're trying to accomplish with the charity?
First of all, I go back home just to visit with my family because they don't all live out here. And, I did launch my foundation. It's the Ezekiel Ansah Foundation. It's to promote physical education and try to create a realistic opportunity for the youth, back in Ghana. My main focus is just really to give back and help my people and also try to introduce the sports to them.
So explain exactly what you were doing, because you were there for a month plus, I think, this offseason. So what were you doing with the foundation over there? How did you get it?
I just launched it. I think the first thing we're going to do will be a football camp coming up in July. And we also adapted a children's hospital where we're trying to provide some resources for them, too.
Where
is that
hospital?
Is that
in Accra?
It's
going to be in Ghana as well?
It's going to be in Ghana, yeah.
Yeah. What's the level of football that they know over there?
We're really going to start from scratch, try to show them some videos, there's a pros and cons of the game, and then we just continue from there.
What does it mean to you to be able to go back there and start this foundation and give back?
It means a lot, coming here to America, to study and to be educated. I never grew up going to a football camp or a soccer camp or, just looking up to somebody who put up something like that for the kids to follow. But, here in America, there's always football camps or there's soccer camps. And these kids go, starting at a young age, and I'm just trying to do the same for my people.
Has there ever been a football camp up here in Ghana that you know of?
Has there ever been a football camp? No, I don't know of any.
How much was 2016 how much of a learning experience was it for you, just battling through injury and not always being able to be out there?
it wasn't easy, dealing with whatever I was dealing with. I know that there's always a time in life where you always go through, that obstacle, and that kind of teaches a person how to be a man, how you're going to deal with it. And, I'm glad 2016 is over. I'm just looking forward to 2017.
You said your dad last year, if I remember right, your dad wasn't happy with your 15 and a half sacks or whatever. So what did he say about this year?
My pops is, he's never happy with anything. he always tries to make me do better than what I already did. He's like, you could have, And, that's the mindset that I'm coming in this year. I went back, I'm sweating. I went back home, and then one thing that my brother told me was, come into this year like you have nothing, so.
Did your dad, your family understand that what you were dealing with, the extent of the injury and how that limited you on the field?
Yeah, they did.
How much confidence do you have in Armonte and Carey and Cornelius to be starters and key contributors opposite you? The team obviously didn't draft anyone high and has a lot of confidence in those three guys. Where's your confidence level?
Yeah, we do have a lot of confidence in these guys. And then we added Washington too. Kerry is like the superstar, and he's somebody that will, he'll come at 100%. He puts in the work, and just having these other guys over here, just working out with them in the weight room, you can see that these guys are dedicated. They are hardworking, and they are willing to get better.
Ziggy, it's rookie minicamp this week. What are your lasting memories from your first rookie minicamp here?
Oh, I didn't like it.
Why not?
Rookie minicamp. Chris. Chris Kasarik. I've been with him. Ever since I've been in the league, so I've grown to know him. But if you don't know him at first, you think this guy is crazy. You know, we be all working out, but he's sweating more than we the players working out. So you can tell the rate at which he goes. But you know, I'm excited for these rookies. You know, I like the way the draft went. Obviously, it was defensive, and defense wins championships. So I'm ready for them to come in and embrace the process.
How much do you kind of take it personally and get a chip on your shoulder that I guess the sack numbers were, you guys were 30th in the league in sacks last year as a team. How much do you kind of take that personally and work to change that?
I take it personal, I feel like I didn't do my job, that is what I'm paid to do. So if I'm not able to accomplish that, then there's something that you wasn't able to do right. Like I said, I'm really focused this year. I'm excited for what we have coming up, and it's definitely going to be better than last year. Oh, thank you so much. I needed this.
Working hard back there, huh? What is your sack goal for this year?
I see how you all are. Like. I'm not going to give no numbers, but I'm just hoping to get into double digits,
Is that just basically your yearly goal at this point? I know that's been something you say now.
My main goal is just to help my team win. We all know what the ultimate goal is. Just to win the championship, and that is one of my main goals. Upcoming year, I want to win a championship for the city.
Your future.
Huh?
How do you view your future? Because this is the first time that you're entering contract year. What could be your last year here? How do you view?
I don't pay attention to that at all. I know I'm still under contract. I'll be here 2017. And like I said, the focus for this year is to win a championship. First of all, try to get into the playoffs. And then, after that, it is what it is. But the goal is to win a championship.
How much has Detroit, though, started to feel like home to you? I know we've seen you out at Pistons games and Tigers games and things like this. It seems like the city really embraces you and you embrace it. How much would you like to be here and stay here?
I like the city. I love the fans and what they bring on the table. I do what I do just for the fans, not just for myself. But, they come out of their homes to come and support us. We have great fans, and they do really, embrace me when I go out, which is fun. But, at the end of the day, I got to also do my part, just help my team win.
Where do talk
couple
stand?
More guys.
Where do talk stand right now, contract-wise?
You'll be the first person to know when anything happens.
You let me know?
I will.
I don't know. Do you pick Ndamukong Suh's brain at all? He went through something similar, obviously. Is that something that you could, approach for agency the same way, approach your future the same way?
I haven't talked to him about it yet, but I will.
You will?
Yeah. Obviously he's my boy. I wish he would have stayed, but I don't control that. And I'm sure he's happy where he's at.
How long did that Seattle loss stay with you?
I think I gotta find a way to get over it, because I do go back and watch film, and how hard we played, and we were just not able to, to come on top. It was hard to take in, but like I said, 2016 is over, so we're looking forward to this year.
Are you over it?
My last one, guys.
Am I what?
Are you over it yet?
Am I over it?
Yeah. Please, you said you have to find a way, so are you over it?
Before the season starts, I'll be over it.
One final question about Carey. You called him the superstar, whatever uh-huh. it was, paraphrasing. He said, I've got to go in and work to make the team. How much is that kind of attitude and hunger on this team and with guys like you and him? How much does that contribute to the success of the hardworking unit?
I think one thing that we do is we don't come in thinking that we are the starters. So I'm the starter, so I don't got to do this or do that. We all work to be starters, you know. I work to be a starter, you know. I don't take it lightly at all. So, and that is the competition that we have in the room. You know, we try to push one another. You know, we're not trying to let, you know, like trying to step on somebody's toe or anything. But you know, we just try to push one another, and that's how we get better.